Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap. Yeah, say be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap now. Say uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Well, hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Inside. Oh, don't that sound nice? I'm going to say it again, free on the inside. You know, that freedom comes from our Lord and Savior. That freedom comes from God, who's the author and the finisher of everything. I thank you for joining us once again. We're in for a great time this morning. As always, we bring to you men and women that's making a difference in the kingdom. Men and women that have went through the fire and came out victorious in the name of Jesus and had that boldness to share what God had done for them. That's that freedom that comes from inside. You know, as we go through life, we find ourselves being tangled and tied up and wrapped up in situations and things. And it seems like we've been in it so long that we don't know how to get out of it. But I want to challenge you, have you considered Jesus? You know, Jesus can set you free in all those things that seem to be bothering you and tying you down. This morning, we have a great guest on this morning that's going to come and he's going to share with you some things concerning his life and his walk with our Lord and Savior. But before we go any further, we'd just like to take a moment here and give you that call-in number where you too could be a part of the conversation that we're going to share this morning. That number is 310-982-4126. I'm going to say it again, 310-982-4126. And you too can come in and join the conversation after our guests have shared with us for a little while. We open up the phone line. But before we go any further, we'd like to thank Beverly Beasley at Granny Place, which is sponsoring this show each and every week. Granny Place is a nonprofit ministry that's meeting the needs of our young men and women at risk. You can go to our website, grannyplace.org ministries. Let me say that again, grannyplaceministry.org, and you can see all the things that we're involved in. You can click on some of the links and pull up some of the programs. And I encourage you to be a part of what Granny's Place is doing. Keep up with what we're doing. We have quite a full schedule for this year here calendar-wise, and so please come out and join us. Also, we have several other blog talks. Program that's associated with this network. On Monday nights, we have My Sister, My Friend. And on Tuesday, we have Mojo Talk Radio, which is a marriage ministry program. Then on Wednesday night, we have Linda Jordan, which is a prayer warrior, a prayer lad, coming on Wednesday night. And then Thursday, we're leaving that open for right now. But Friday nights, we have Street Talk, where we have a program dealing with our young men and women and issues that they facing called Street Talk. And then on Saturday, you have yours truly, Free on the Inside. We deal with jail, prison, street ministry, and social events in our community. Amen. So please take time out and join us. If you miss any of these programs, you can go back and listen to them in their entirety through our archives section. Without any further delay, we're going to bring our guest on this morning. This young man here, I met him a few weeks ago. He had a powerful testimony. He's on fire for the Lord. I said, hey, I need to get him on here so he can share what God had did in his life and encourage someone else. Encourage someone else to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. At this time, I'd like to introduce you to Brother Jeff. Good morning, Brother Jeff.
Good morning, Brother Lewis.
Well, welcome to the program. God bless you.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for the opportunity to visit. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good to be here. Good to talk with you again. I'm excited about our ministries in partnership here for Christ. And I'm going to kind of follow your lead here this morning. If you're going to ask some questions or you want just to help me get started with what you want. You know, it's all about Jesus. It's a testimony. I'm kind of getting to be an old man here, but so the Lord has been walking he's been carrying me most of my life. And, you know, I finally realized how important it is to acknowledge that and share that with other people, because they're going through struggles. And sometimes, you know, if we share what Jesus has done for us, then it'll help other people going through those struggles. And that's, I believe that's what the Lord wants me to do, is a servant of His. And I just appreciate so much the opportunity to visit with you and to share Christ with others.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Well, we'll just make this as simple as possible, because we serve a God that's involved in over everything. Jeff, just tell us about, just introduce yourself. Tell us about the ministry that God has laid to your hands and heart to do, and why you do what you do, Jeff.
Yes, sir, Brother Lewis. Well, my calling, you know, I've been a Christian since I was a young man, 12 years old. The Lord called me way back there. But, you know, in this world, you know, you have to be taught, you know, what to believe, what is truth, and what is not truth. And just like that Ethiopian eunuch on the road there that I believe it was Philip met so long ago, you know, he's reading the book of Isaiah, and Philip said, well, you know, do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I understand unless somebody show me and teach me? And once Philip had shown him and taught him and revealed to him things from the Word, then he was, you know, well, here's water, you know, what prevents me from being baptized right now. And so he accepted Christ and went on his way rejoicing. And Scripture says that Philip was carried away in the Spirit. And, you know, there's all kinds of interpretations to that, but I believe literal interpretation. I believe that Jesus, Christ's Spirit, has the power over and authority over all things, you know, from the molecules and atoms that make up everything that we see in this realm, to the things that are unseen and are reserved for vision that the Lord gives different men at different times. But to answer your question, God has brought me, has carried me along this road for years and years and years, and through a lot of valleys and a lot of mountains. And my body and mind and spirit has been brought into a place now to where, you know, when I hear the Lord speak, I listen and I try to be obedient. Obedience is the thing that originally, disobedience is what separated us from being able to walk directly with God in the Garden of Eden. And, you know, it was a lie then, as far as that Satan lied to man and caused the fall of man. And it was deception. And so, again, you have to understand, you know, I had an uncle one time ask me, he says, Jeffrey, do you know the difference between truth and a lie? Well, he had a reason for asking me that, you know. And truth of the matter is that at that time, I thought I knew the truth, how to tell the truth from a lie, but I really didn't, because we learn from the people that we trust around us. And a lot of times, you know, depending on what they're going through in their life, they don't necessarily tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. They may put a little bit of paint it just a little bit to, you know, be favored or biased one way or the other, and that's human nature. But at the same time, Jesus brought me to a place called Papa's Barbecue not too awfully long ago, and I had my tray there, and I took a left, and I was about to sit at the table, and the Spirit of the Lord just stopped me and said, no, don't sit here. He said, do you hear your brethren singing? Do you hear your brother praying? Do you hear my voice calling? And I said, well, Lord, I do. Hey, this is audible. I hear it, you know, really good. And before anybody listening jumps out there and says, wait a minute, let's call this man a doctor, let me finish the story. I looked up, and down the other end of this long corridor in this restaurant was a group of men, and they were standing in a circle, and they were praising Jesus. And the Spirit of the Lord called me and said, you take your tray, you don't even, I didn't even get set down. He said, take the tray down there, set it down, and go in that circle. And so I went down, you know, I did exactly that. I let the Lord directed my mind and my feet and my heart, and there was no fear, there was no embarrassment, there wasn't anything. It was just, you know, this is a spiritual walk in the flesh. And so I walked down there, and I set the tray down, and I saw this huge man standing there. I mean, this guy is, he's huge, right? And he didn't know me, and I don't know him, but we know each other in the spirit, and it was evident in that circle immediately. And so I set the tray down, and I walked over, I looked him in the eye, he looked at me, and man, he just opened a circle right there. And they welcomed me in, and this group of men is part of Pastor Whaley's ministry and men's ministry. We prayed in that circle, all the way around the circle, and the Lord has just been blessing me ever since with fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ. And the Brother Whaley has a phone line. It's called Supernatural Prayer Line, every morning from 8 to whenever the Lord says we're finished. And it's an amazing thing, because I get on there and, you know, I share with those folks and they share with me, and it has led us to some amazing places. Last Tuesday, we went down to Parkland Hospital and prayed over folks. And, you know, I don't know who all has been healed at this point, but my spirit tells me there are a lot of people that are already healed, and they understand their healing came from the Lord. And, you know, there's no disrespect toward the medical community or the doctors, but, brother, yeah, I had a point in my life when I was so sick. It's like there wasn't anything there except, I said, well, you know, you can go ahead and try this, try that. You know, we don't think this is going to work, but we don't know what else to do for you. And, that's when the Lord, though, came and said, Jeffrey, all you got to do is get on your knees before me and in my living word, and you just open that word and you breathe in real deep my word. And you do that day after day after day, and I will deliver you. And Brother Lewis, he delivered me. And I'm free. And they, you know, and that one day, it hadn't been that long ago, I had this, I knew that. I knew that freedom because it's truth. God revealed the difference between a truth and a lie. And you can tell it in your, he tells you in your spirit, you know, and he tells you when other people are deceiving you. It's just, you know, it's innate, it's a gift, it's free. It doesn't cost anything other than believing on Jesus Christ's name. And the truth of the matter is that internal freedom that you get when you accept that from the living God, from his living word, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when you accept that, and you know in your heart and your mind that that is truth, then God will use you in ways that you never thought he'd use you. I mean, you didn't plan to go do a particular thing on a particular day, but he takes you away on divine appointments. And I believe that was a divine appointment the day that I went into Papa's over there. And, I was going there originally just to eat the barbecue. That's an awesome place to go eat. But God gave me so much more than that. And it's just been a blessing every day. And it continues to be this testimony this morning through your ministry and through Breath of Life Missions over off Martin Luther King there. And a couple weeks ago, I was reading my scripture, and I was just soaking up God's word. And what he told me was this. I heard these words in my head. Dr. King's voice actually is what I heard, because I've heard it over my life so many times. And this is Dr. Martin Luther King. He was talking about freedom. And he says, You know, I'm free. Thank God I'm free. And then I understood, you know, that, man, we are absolutely brothers in Christ, and we're free in Christ's spirit. What an amazing thing, and revelation, and joy. And never experienced this type of freedom anywhere. And it's a freedom that you walk in the spirit, but you live in the flesh. I mean, we live a fleshly life. We live, these bodies are of flesh, but we are vessels of a living God. And His Spirit, we allow that Spirit through Jesus to indwell us, and it is freedom. It's freedom for folks who are in prison. You know, Scripture talks about Paul being in prison. I always wondered how those chains fall off of those guys, you know, and the prison doors open up and all that. Well, you know, Scripture in Isaiah says that there are many, many who are enslaved and chains and bondage and prisons who are free spirits in Jesus, but they're not allowed to speak it because of the consequences of their past sins. But, you know, Jesus can deliver anybody from any place, just like He delivered the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt. So it's just an amazing thing. It's all truth. It's all love. It's all Christ. And, you know, that is my testimony and my stand for the Lord. He's brought me through a lot of things in my life and some amazing things. And I'm very privileged in so many ways. But, you know, one thing I realized even this morning was that some of those hardships, from all of those hardships, and a lot of the privileges, you know, because Satan, just like the book of Job, you know, the Lord allows Satan to tempt us and to test us. And we get tempted and tested, and it's an integrity test. Can you, you know, if you're a tire out there made by Goodrich or Goodyear, whoever, then you have to be able to hold up under so much pressure during different terrains. And that's what that testing is all about for us, is that, you know, at the end of the day, can we uphold integrity of Christ? As we're you know, we're all terrain vehicle tires. We're going on all kinds of rough ground, and praise God that you know, if you stand firm in Christ and you continue without any doubt, just like James says, He will deliver you, and it will count it all joy because it is. It is, and He'll bring you to that day of revelation, that day of joy within your soul, your spirit, your mind, and it's all for Jesus.
Amen. That is so true. That is so true. Brother Jeffrey, this has been a great conversation, but I love what God is doing. You keep saying that, being free, and that's what this is all about, being free. But, you know, as we was talking earlier, man, and you were saying that how our Lord and Savior brought you from a dark place, man, and I love to hear you say that, because, you know, all of us have went through different events in our lives, but yeah, we know that God is able, brother. And you say that how God had ordered your steps over to the restaurant where you got to meet the other brothers, man, that were praising God, and how you've been going down to the street ministry with Brother Raul and Pastor Whaley and myself and Sam and a whole host of other people. And, you know, how God is expanding and broadening your territory. Did you ever think that God would be able to use you in such a powerful ministry as He's doing now, how He is attaching you with other faithful men?
Well, honestly, no, Brother Lewis, it did not cross my mind or my heart to think about myself, really, in that way, because the thing that the Lord has revealed to me is that it's not about me, it's about Him. And, man, I just, you know, I want to keep that. I mean, I want to keep that perspective of it's not about me, and it's not about money, and it's not about you know, it's not about this realm, this world that we live in. It's all about Jesus. It always has been. And, it's an amazing thing. I share with you real quick, when I say divine appointments, I share with you just recently, I met a man. I was coming out of Home Depot, and I met a man. He just kind of walked up to me. And he said, sorry, he says, I'm having an issue here. He said, I'm at a hotel down here just not far. And he said, this is our last night. He said, it's me and my wife. We've just been, you know, we've been struggling, and we just can't, we don't have the money right now. He said, you know, he said, I'm a veteran. He said, my wife works at McDonald's. He said, we're hurting. He said, but we're going to be on the street tonight. He said, I don't want my wife to be on the street. You know, he got a heart, and he's tearing up. And, you know, I said, well, come on and get in the car. It's kind of cold. I said, get in the car. Let's see what we can do, okay? Because I've had an affiliation with the military over my life, and I know that there are different means for folks, and a lot of times they don't know about it. They just help them for one night, and that's all they needed was one night, okay? Just, man, I don't want to sleep out in the cold, and I don't want anybody else to sleep out in the cold. I mean, that's not that's not fun. I have.
No, amen.
But it's like, no, man, I don't – you know, it's not really what I want to do. It's not my desire. And so, anyway, he got in the car, and we drove down the road there, and I'm praying about it. First time we did, I got in the car, I told him, I said, well, look here. I said, well, here's the thing you need to know. First of all, I said, I'm a Christian. I'm born again, living servant of God, the God of all things. And I am a servant of Jesus Christ, who died for me. And I shared with him right there what Jesus had done for all men on Calvary's cross. And he said, well, sir, I'm a Christian. And I said, well, I'm delighted that you're a Christian. And we prayed right there that God would reveal his will to this man. And he would meet his needs. Now, just so you know, I didn't have the money. You know, I don't have a lot of money. I didn't have the money, but what I had, I was willing to give it. You know, I mean, that's just, you know, we're trying to help here meet your material needs, absolutely, because Jesus said that. He said, you know, don't tell people, hey, you know, be knowledge. Here's knowledge of God, and be blessed and be gone, not without giving them anything for their immediate need. I mean, that's, you know. That doesn't wash too good. And
you know, Jeffrey, that is so true. You know, as you were saying that, that's because God gave us that wisdom, and we ought to have not only help people materially, but also with information.
Yes.
Like you said, hey, I don't have money,
yes,
but
sir.
Let me see what I can do. You know, God answers prayers.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
If you work diligently towards
yes.
something, God will open up doors. And I'm glad you said
yes,
that, because
sir.
That's something that we need to hear from time to time. I do jail ministry, and I share with the brother. I say, hey, the same God
mm-hmm.
that you seeking to serve in here is the one that's able to keep you out there in the so-called free world, but just freedom in here, too.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Why we said free
yes,
on the
sir.
Inside,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
That freedom is available for
Amen.
You anywhere you go
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And I thank you for what you're sharing with us, brother. So go ahead
yes,
and finish
sir.
That, man.
Yes,
I just
sir.
Want to touch bases on that.
Well, yes. No, and you know, I'm glad you said that because the truth of the matter is that for all those folks who might even be listening right now, who are in that little cell with the bars and the cold walls, brothers and sisters in Christ, just know if you do not have that peace that surpasses all understanding, if you got a Bible right now, open that Bible up and know, you don't have to know exactly where to open. Just let you say, Lord Jesus, Spirit of the living God, through your living word, I'm on my knees and on my face before you, and the tears are flowing. Open that word, and he will direct your fingers. Let him lead you. Let him indwell you. You will receive that peace that surpasses all understanding. Are you fearful? You're fearful of the people that you're in the cell with, or the people around you? He can take that away. And you know what? Here's the thing. He controls hearts and minds. And it's not by violence. He doesn't have to be violent. Listen, he can put them folks to sleep right beside you, and you can all sleep right there in peace together. Because the scripture actually says one day The lion and the lamb will lay down together. They're not going to slay each other. And you can have that peace today. It's a simple acceptance, a simple faith. It's a child's faith. It's really what it is. And that's what he says. He says, unless you become as little children, you can't understand the kingdom of God. Because it, you know, men's might complicate it, but get on to that story. The Lord blessed us, Brother Lewis. The Lord blessed us. We went down, we went to the Taco Bueno, got him something to eat, because he was hungry, got him something to eat. We were sitting there, and as it happened, we were sharing Christ with each other, and another man walked up and he said, fellas, he says, I don't know who's trying to convert who here, but I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. And he gave us a card. He says, I'm a preacher over here at this particular church. And he says, what can I do to help you guys? And we explained the story to him, and he said, well, we have a ministry that provides for one night.
Amen.
For a person. And God provided him not only with a night in the hotel, but now here's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. This man looked at the other man and he says, what do you do for you know, what's your skill or whatever? He said, well, I install garage doors. And he said, I do garage doors. And he says, well, he said, you know, I wish I'd have known that a couple of 3 days ago and known you, because I had an issue. It's actually still do have an issue. And then they stopped and they looked at each other real close, and this one man looked at the other and he says, well, it's down here at this certain address. And the fellow that was homeless looked at him and he said, man, I installed that door to begin with back when we had plenty and we were living on top. And the man looked at him and he says, brother, I know you. And the other man, it's like their eyes were opened. And these men had known each other for years and years and years. That's a divine appointment, brother.
Yes, that is.
That didn't happen.
Yes, that
is. Any other reason other than God's time and God's will and God's place. I left them. We were all rejoicing. And I did do a follow-up. The pastor told me that his garage door was absolutely working just right. And I have not talked with the other man since, but I sense in my spirit that God is just blessing them. And I pray that so. God's will for everyone is really my prayer, because there is no bad in that. It's all good. And so not what my will is for you. I'm not going to pray my will. I'm going to pray God's will for you. And God's will is all good. So, you know, if you're sick and you need to be healed, then God's will is going to heal you. I know that's true. He healed me in my life. He healed me from, I had asthma, brother, since I was diagnosed with asthma when I was 16 months old. Well, that wasn't really what I had. And I found out that only just a few years ago. I went to a healing service, church I didn't even go to. Went to a healing service. And it wasn't immediate, but within a few months I realized that I no longer had been taking, I hadn't had a need for the rescue inhaler. Been taking it all my life. And guess what? Brother, I don't take it anymore. I don't need it. I breathe very well every day.
Amen. Oh, God is good.
By the grace of
Jeffrey,
God, I'm
no,
healed. Yeah.
Jeffrey, that is a powerful testimony. And we know that God is able. You know, as you were sharing a while ago, I was being ignited, man, through the power of the Holy Spirit, man, to keep doing what I'm doing for the Lord. Because you know what? As you share your testimony and other people here, they know they're not alone. It's like many, many other people have experienced the things that you have experienced and have felt the presence of God and how God had ordered their steps. You know, as I share with men as much as I can, you know, to let go and let God. Sometimes we're holding on to things that God can't even work with us. Let it go and let God. I love what you are saying regarding that, how God had brought things together. If we had a sense of knowing that we don't have to control everything, but we serve a mouth and a Lord that holds all power in his hand. Jeffrey, this has been a great conversation here. We have another guest that's coming on here in a few minutes. But I would love to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Jeffrey, you know, me and you talked some time ago regarding our jail ministry. I would love to have you to be a part of what we're doing in our jail at the Dallas jail here at Luce Sterry. And so that's men that need to hear this testimony. That's men that need to be empowered. I see men at different times and saying, man, I thank God for ministries and ministry like yours to come up there. Now I'm back with my family. I'm back on a job.
Yes,
I'm doing all the assignments that the court gave to me. One time I wasn't doing it. And we know that each time they go to ministries and being a part of a ministry, they've been empowered through the Holy Spirit, brother. For one fence, one waters, and God gives the increase. Jeffrey, I thank you for being a part of what God is doing, brother. And God is going to do some great things through you in the ministry, because there's some lives that's being changed. That's what our slogan said, help change a life. And as you met that man, you sit down and took time with him, you changed that man's life. As you go out to the hospital and you pray for the individuals that God lays on your heart, you're changing their life. Not only their physical life, but their spiritual life. And, you know, you said something earlier about open eyes. You know, we share with our brothers in any setting we do, get an opportunity to say, God, open my eyes that I can see. Open my ears that I can hear.
Amen.
Make me that person you want me to be. You know, Jesus' ministry, a big part of healing was also opening the eyes of them that are blind. Not only physical blind, but that spiritual blindness. Because, Jeffrey, if I could have saw the things that and the snares and the dangers that the enemy had set for me, it would have made my life a lot smoother. But now, since my eyes are open, I can see God's hand at work in every portion of my life. I allow him to order my steps, even when he sent me to places that I'm comfortable in going. Because as I go to the jail, brothers tell me from time to time they don't want to hear this. I said, that's okay. I'll be back. Maybe you'll want to hear it next time I come back. And sure enough, it works.
Amen.
And the brother, you're so persistent. I need to hear what you're talking about, because you're not giving up. You know, I done gave up. Cause I'm in here now, because I gave up. But I see that you're being faithful at what you're doing. And that's what we all are called to do at being minister. Whether we're doing the street ministry, a supernatural prayer line, or whatever it may be, we're called to be faithful, man. God loves faithful people, man. He can use us.
Amen.
And I was telling young men about that faith. You know, Hebrews said that faith is that substance things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Sir.
I just like to get them that short version of it. Faith is having trust in God. Jeffrey, I think you got trust in God, bro. I think your faith surpasses understanding.
And God, we trust you. And that's you know, because the Lord showed me this. I walked this walk of one foot in and one foot out for years and years. God is good. He is our Father. And, you know, he's so tender and so loving. He let me have my way. He let me have my way for years. And it was a path that was leading me to destruction. I just tell you, it was about the money. It was always with me, it was about the money. Yeah, it was about God, too, because I knew who God was, and God knew who I was, okay? If he sees one of his own wandering off and lost, he leaves the 99 who are solid, and he goes and gets the one. And sometimes he breaks, you know, like sheep, he has to break your leg and he's going to carry you around your neck, around his neck, till you can learn enough about him to know what is the truth and to know how do you obey? What do you obey and why? Because, and once you know that truth will set you free. And you have there's no worry, there's no fear. Yes, you can, you know, the Lord's been leading me through the Old Testament. I'm going to share this real quick. The Lord's been leading me through the Old Testament. And in the book of Joshua, I'm reading where Joshua's about to go in to take the city of Jericho, right? This is where they're going to march around Jericho. And I'm reading through that. And Joshua sees this man standing in front of him. So the scripture says it's a man standing in front of him. And this man has a drawn sword, okay? And back in those days, now I've got an image in my head of what I think this looks like. I believe it's from the Spirit, but, you know, we're in Texas. Everything's bigger, so what can I say? Maybe it may be a little bit expounded. Anyway, thing is, I'm thinking about sort of this Goliath standing in front of this guy named Joshua. Joshua walks right up to him. Out of the scriptures, he walks right up to him. He says, okay, looky here. Are you for us or against us? You know, which side are you on? And this guy says, oh, I'm neither. I'm here to share with you what the living God wants me to say. And Joshua falls on his knees and says, what does my Lord have for me? He recognized him, that his eyes were opened because he knew the truth. Couldn't see it until he got right up on it. But the thing is, in the flesh, you got a man walking up to another man with a drawn sword. There was no fear there. Joshua knew God was with him. Man, God has delivered him time after time after time. And in my life, I see that pattern. God has delivered me time after time after time. My trust is in God. In God I trust. And that's exactly what we print on our money in this country. It is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's not about the money. That's not why the forefathers printed that there. It's not about the money. It's about who you put your trust in, and it's God.
And that is so true. Jeff, we're about ready to get out of here, man, with our second guest. Again, thank you very much for being a part of our internet program, brother. The show will never be the same without you. I love your enthusiasm. I love your zeal for the Lord. I love your passion, brother. And as I talk to you, I'm constantly being encouraged. You're encouraging me, you know, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You know, as I go out today, we get to do juvenile ministry today. And so I'm encouraging those young men with some of the things that you shared with me today, you know, to put their trust in the Lord,
excited.
You know. And so I'm excited about it.
Yeah. It's such a privilege to have you invite me into that. And I know that the Lord is calling me into his work. And Brother Whaley is every day says, you know, accept your calling. You know that the Lord is calling you. Move forward and accept where he wants you to be. And stop struggling with this identity crisis. You're a Christian, and just be a servant. Just be willing to serve God, and walk into that. Walk into that with open arms. God is going to protect you. He's going to care for you. Main thing is to remember to stay in his word and in prayer to Jesus, and Jesus is going to indwell you, and he's going to walk. He's right there. He's walking. You're walking in the spirit of Jesus, and there isn't anything more powerful than that.
Hey, man. Hey, Jeffrey, I'm afraid we're going to have to end this interview, brother. I want you to come back again because the story has not been told fully in the Lord. Hey, brother, thank you very much, man. And we have another guest. So I want you to hold on a few minutes and listen to this guest, and maybe he can encourage you to be heavily involved in ministry. We have Dr. Michael Fleming is coming on, and he's very active in different portions of ministry, and we pray that he says something to encourage you to be about our Father's business here. Okay, so
amen.
Thank you very
thank
much,
you,
Jeffrey. It's been a great, and I'm going to talk to you again offline because we're putting together a men's conference, and I'd like to invite you and some of your brothers over, and we'll just share some things concerning the Word of God dealing with men. So you're invited, and I'm going to invite
you.
A lot of other people.
Amen.
We're getting
you.
That together, and so as soon as we get it all wrapped up, we're going to tell all of our ministry members and brothers and to come on over and join us, and let's just all encourage one another.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, man.
So,
thank you, Brother Lewis,
and
thank you, Jesus.
Just hold on, okay, and listen to this next program. And
okay.
Then, you'll be encouraged. God bless you. Amen. Oh, what a powerful interview that we had there with Brother Jeffrey. Amen. He was telling us about the things that God have done in his life and how he got a chance to see the power of God firsthand and how God ordered his step through the Holy Spirit and how lives were being changed. I love that, brother, because my life would change. You know, someone told me about the gospel, man. I was messed up from the floor up. But God, man, and I, you know what? A lot of times I wish I could see those people that that helped me develop my spiritual walk and character. But guess what? I learned that God don't allow you to see these people, and that way they don't get the big head. Because when you share with people, you don't get the big head. Oh, look, I go one. I did that one. I did that one. Because I talk to men and women. Sometimes I never see their face, but then they'll come up to me in some different sense and say, man, I remember you. I remember you was in the jail. I say, yeah, I was there. And they say, I remember. And I don't remember them, but they give me a good report. That, hey, I started my journey. Now I'm doing this and I'm doing that. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. But my next guest is coming on. Here's Dr. Michael Flemings. He's going to share with us some things concerning outreach ministry. You too can join the conversation at number 310-982-4126. Good morning, Dr. Flemings.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning,
how are
Dr.
you?
Flemings. I'm doing great. Yourself?
Yeah. I'm doing
welcome
wonderful.
To the program.
A little. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be a guest on your program, Brother Joel. Am I
coming? Dr. Flemings, you've been doing quite a bit since last time I talked to you. Give us a quick update, brother, because I'm always encouraged by the text that you sent me because about hours I'm unable to participate, man, but, oh, man, you're on fire for the Lord.
It's very difficult for me not to be on fire for the Lord. It's almost it's like a fire in my bones. And so when the fire is in your bones, the Holy Spirit begins to move you, and you got to get up and move, and you got to be able to speak out. And I know that's what motivates you and the brother you have on your program, people who are called by the Lord because God has done great things in our lives. And so we want to share with people about the goodness of the Lord, for he is worthy to be proclaimed. And so I'm just happy and excited that he chose some unworthy, useless vessel such as I to take a powerful and great message about his son, Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and my Savior. Amen. But anyway, things have been really active and progressing here in Dallas County. We had so many wonderful things happening. You know, I think there's a point in time in the history of a nation and a people, and God begins to do miraculous things when he calls prophets from out of the hinterlands, and suddenly the word begins to go forth in abundance. You see new coalitions being formed. We have an amazing opportunity right now, man, where we have city officials, you know, local government. We have businessmen, you know, the economy captains and engines of commerce, and then our educational institutions all coming together to work for the greater good of the people of God. And, man, that's amazing. And when people can come together, it's the fulfillment of a scripture that says when two or more work together, there's a good reward for that labor. And so it's producing fruit worthy to God and edifying his people. And I'm going to share with you a couple examples. Now, one is our community partner organization. It's taken a while for us to actually come together to jail. But we got a core group of community-based organizations who are really poised to do great things and to go further than what they have been doing. We're talking about programs right, the Adult Rehabilitation Ministry that's operated by Golden Gate Baptist Church over in the Oak Cliff area. And they have some wonderful programs that provide vital services for individuals who are transitioning from settings of incarceration. You know, they provide transitional housing, substance abuse education and intervention, life skill training, and then intensive efforts to engage people in the workforce where they can get gainful employment.
And before you go any further than that Golden Gate Ministry, I'm familiar with that. But you know they've been doing that for a while, but they kind of hidden there, and people don't know what they're all about. Go back over some of the things that they provide, because our listeners already need to know that there's resources and there's help available, because that's what this program is about, changing lives. So go back over that briefly, and then we'll move on.
Okay. Well, the director for the program is a gentleman by the name of Obi Bussey, and he's a very dynamic individual, and has a vision of what needs to be done to intervene and disrupt this cycle of what we call generational curses, where the sins
yes.
of the fathers and mothers are passed on to their children for the second and third generation. And it begins with a vital education, because when people are lacking knowledge, they can't avail themselves of the opportunities in a very competitive society. So they have a very productive, informative life skills and educational programs over there to, one, to provide people with the information they need in order to be competitive in pursuing jobs and taking advantage of the opportunities that God are creating throughout the Metroplex. They
yes.
provide transitional housing. A large percentage of the people that they serve are men and women who are transitioning from places of incarceration. That includes not
yes.
only the local jail settings here in Dallas County, but also with prisons and doing prison ministry.
Right, can we refer some of those guys over there? Good. That's
right.
great. That's
mm-hmm.
great. And I tell you what, go ahead and share some more information, man, because you got a lot of stuff here. But I just wanted to kind of uncover some of it. So I would let the audience know, hey, man, there's some programs out there. And you're going to give us some contact numbers so they can keep up with what you're doing and also be a part of what you're doing for information-wise
right.
and also working in the ministry.
Right. Well, I'm going to talk about three other little programs. One is operated by Concord Baptist Church, the senior pastor, Pastor Bailey, and their director for their Harmony CDC, which is their community development operation. And the director of that program is Candy Bradshaw. And they're really reaching out to impact the lives of people by providing assistance to those who are suffering because of their economic position and resources. Many, many people don't have the financial means to meet their daily living needs, i.e. to secure housing, to be able to pay for the utilities and maintenance of their places, and to have the funds for basic staples, i.e. foods and other necessities. And so through Harmony CDC, there's the opportunity to get help in those areas. But what I really like about Ms. Bradshaw and what they're doing at Harmony CDC, they're not just out to try to provide food to feed a family or a person for a day. They're trying to identify what are the impediments that keep people in a cycle of degradation, a downward spiral, where they can't be able to provide for themselves. And they're exploring and trying to find ways to impact people, to put them in a position where they don't have to become codependent upon agencies and organizations to meet their daily needs, because that's not what God intended. And so I'm really excited about working with them as they partner with us in the community partner organizations to look at how we can build a bridge from nowhere to somewhere and to begin to empower people so that they live the life that Jesus Christ gave us through his death and shed blood. Then
Amen.
There are two other things that's going on. One is, most people are familiar with the Volunteer Nurses Association, Meals on Wheel. And in January, we had a very successful day of caring where volunteers from a variety of churches and other faith organizations came together to deliver meals. Now, delivering meals is more than just providing food, because a large percentage of the recipients who receive these meals are our seniors.
Yes, they are.
The most important people in our society are our seniors. They've walked a long time with Christ. They've had successful careers. They've raised families. And they are possessors of great knowledge, but more importantly, of wisdom, the understanding of how to use that knowledge. But they're isolated and most of the time disconnected from the main operations and life in our communities. And so delivering these meals enables us to engage our seniors and to provide viable human contact. But more importantly, that we can begin to glean from them that information, that wealth of knowledge, which is power, that they possess. So in March of this year, on the 13th, they're going to have another day of caring where the faith communities can partner with them to be a good citizen. And it's a day for unselfish acts and extended kindness toward other people. And so right now we're recruiting volunteers to help deliver these meals to our elderly and our disabled on that particular day. And
oh, man, that is great, man. Again, what's that date?
March 13th.
You know what? Right. I did that now, many years ago, and it was a joy doing that. You know, we put together a group of people, and we volunteered for Meals on Wheels, man. And like you said, there's wisdom, and there's a lot of knowledge, and then you can see the love that's that the elderly people would share with you through their expression, through their look, as you go and you drop the meals off and you say a word to them, and you know, it's a blessing, brother. So we encourage everyone to be a part of that program that's coming up, man. It's a blessing. And share with us something else here, because our time is drawing near, man, but you got so much stuff.
Right.
And I love it, Mike. I love it because, see, me and you on the same path. You're doing some things that I can't do, and I'm doing things you can't do because, you know what, God have made many members in the body to serve different functions. So I'm not offended at what you do, and I know you're not offended with me. Some people say, well, that's your ministry. No, that's everybody's ministry. He working it right now. You know, so I support ministry, brother, whether I'm in it or not. Some people don't support it. Hey, we don't do that. That's them down the street. That's them around the corner. But I love you, though, brother. So anything you do, I do.
Well,
I do it in the spirit if I can't do it in the flesh, you know?
I appreciate you very much, Brother Joel. Hey, the last program is one that I'm really excited about, and it's an organization called SkillQuest. They just recently hired a new executive director, Reginald Grant, and they're located over there in South Dallas at the MLK Center. But
yes.
SkillQuest is an organization whose purpose is to provide opportunities for people to move from a place of impoverishment to a place of abundance through the attainment of the education and the job skills necessary to get a job that provides a living wage. And when we talk about living wage, we're not talking about the $7.50 minimum. A living wage usually ranges anywhere from a minimum of 10 up to $15. And they do this by lifting the unemployed individuals in North Texas out of poverty through education and what they call their multidimensional support that's tailored to each student's circumstance. Now, I'm going to start out by saying that last year they got grants from the state, from the ACE program, totaling up to about $650,000. And with other contributions, they actually wound up with approximately $1 million or more to develop workforce. They work very closely with local employers and by enabling their participants to obtain the job skills, certification, training, tools, supplies, all the things needed to enable them to move directly into jobs paying these living family wages. And so they're right now gearing up for this year. And through their funding, they're looking to sponsor individuals. When I say sponsor, I'm talking about working with Dallas County and Collin County Community Colleges, where you can actually get your 2-year associate degree and other professional certifications paid for. Now, they'll pay for your education, your tuitions, your books. They'll provide career counseling and navigators to help you succeed while you're in school and in college. They'll pay for a part of your monthly child care bill if you have children and so forth. And then after you graduate, they'll actually get you a job in your career. I mean, it is a wonderful program. Okay, and there are some qualifications there. And the basic qualifications are that you got to be at least 18 years or older. You have to be low income, and they have a low income chart and so forth. You have to live in Dallas or Collin County, have a high school diploma or GED, and do not have a college degree or associate degree or higher, and obviously that you're a U.S. citizen. And so some of the careers that they sponsor, the professional union programs like electricians and plumbers and pipe lifters and sheet metals, then trading technology, automotive technicians, electronic technicians, heating and air conditioning and refrigeration, network systems administrator, web designers, power utilities, that's the green field, renewable energy and so forth, healthcare, biotechnicians, dental hygienists, radiology technicians, medical billing and coding, nursing, RN and LVN, OTs, occupational therapy assistants, and so forth. I mean, it is an absolute wonderful opportunity. On March the 2nd of next month, in our community partner monthly meeting, where all these organizations come together, and we meet each month at a different location to showcase what people are doing, kind of like what you do on the radio. We do it in the physical realm. Mr. Grant is going to be there to provide this information to the organizations that support our network so that these resources can be extended to the people that we're working with. That's the whole purpose of our organization. It's to let everybody know what everybody else is doing so we can begin to funnel and see, I'm doing something over here in Arms Ministry. You're doing something in Harmony CDC. You're doing something in the Hall Foundation. Well, can we begin to relate to each other and to exchange clients, to enhance our services by expanding our territory without expanding our costs and operations? Simply by
What date is the meeting going to be on in the location? So anyone listening can just stop by and stick their head in the door, so to speak.
Our monthly community partner organization is going to be held on the 2nd of March, next month, starting at 12 noon, at Arms Ministry, which is over at Golden Gate Baptist Church, at 1128 CBT Smith, CBT Reverend Smith Drive, which is right behind the Yvonne Yule Townview Center, over near HP and R.L. Thornton. Okay? And our guest is going to be Reginald Grant from SkillQuest, and he's going to be there to explain to our organizations what they offer and how to access those resources to provide the people that we're doing transitional work with from prison and doing substance abuse treatment recovery, how they can actually enable them now to move to a platform where they can begin to take care of themselves and then break that cycle of degradation and curse that will be that has been passed on to our children. Okay? So if you need more information, just call one number, 214-900-4179, and I'll provide you with everything you need to be able to find out more about the CPO, Community Partner Organization, and the specific organizations and the resources that they provide. That's 214-900-4179. Thank you.
Amen. Mr. Fleming, thank you for being a guest on the program. You always come around with news we can use. I love to put it that way. That's not my saying. Someone else said it long before I did. But it really means a lot, you know, when you can come out and you can share something. And you're talking about potential career opportunities. You know, that's what this show is all about, help changing life. And you know what? Since I met you, my life has been changed, brother. And I pray it's the same way with you, you know. And all I guess, we are always, we're affecting each other. For, as I stated earlier, one plants and one waters, but God gives the increase. Now, Minister Flemings, we got an event coming up here in a couple of months. And you're going to be the speaker at one of our events. You're going to be speaking at one of our events, okay? And some of the things that you're going to speak on are some things that you had shared with us a while ago. The title of your event is going to be What's Next? Because after we've been saved and sanctified, and now we want to know what's next. What other opportunities are available? You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I think that fits you just right, you know, because now, brothers, you say, what's next? Hey, do you know what's going on around you? Do you know what's available? Do you know that these things are free of charge or low cost or whatever it may be, you know? So we're looking forward to having you to come on. Now, we're going to send you some information more on that there, but we're looking forward to you coming out and blessing us at this event that's coming up. You know, West Men, we ain't going to be there all day. And we're holding it at a different location this year because we've been having such a large turnout. And I think you've been with us for several years, though, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know,
love the opportunity. Yes. Go ahead. Oh, I was just saying, I thoroughly love the opportunities that are afforded when I can get together with men of God from different walks of life to come to exalt and lift up God and to share with one another what God has done in our lives and what he's willing to do in other people's lives because of the ministries that these men have from areas throughout the Dallas Metroplex. I just thoroughly enjoy it. Yes.
And, you know, what we enjoy, too, because what we do, we continually, we bring in people from the past, and we always try to add new people on, and it's kind of like a family reunion, you know. And, brother, we are happy for you to be a part of it. I don't think you ever spoke on the program. If you have, you hadn't done it but one time, I don't believe. I think we've been doing it almost like 10 years now, and we have such a great turnout, brother. But thank you for your support, and we're looking forward to you inviting some people over and let them gleam off of the other speakers that we're going to have. We're going to break into a conference this year, and so you'll be the facilitator of some men that selected to sit in on your conference and what the program that you're going to prevent. So I want you to use your gifting. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I want you to do it because you do better. You can do it better than I can tell you. So you have that freedom to kind of set your own program. So, and I know it's going to be powerful.
Well, thank you, Jella. John. And besides, it's always good food there.
That it is. And that program is going to be April the 25th at 9 o'clock over at the Free Will Baptist Church in the DeSoto area. We'll give you more information on it. We have some great program directors out there. We have some great speakers. We're going to have some great music. We're going to have some fun. And we're going to have some good food. And Dr. Minister, thank you once again. You're truly a friend, you know. You're a friend, you know. A lot of times we take our titles off and we lay them down, but we're just men of God. And you know what? You know, regardless of what venture or where we're speaking at, we're still just men of God, man. And that's the beauty of it, man. That's the beauty of it. Mike, I love you, brother. And as we get ready to get out of here, you have a blessed day. And be strong in the Lord.
You
keep texting me and keep emailing me, brother, because I want to know what's going on, man. I want to know. You know, because by chance, you know, I passed across, man, because I love what you're doing because you had an opportunity. And you're doing what I was doing. When I had that opportunity, I did everything. Because sometimes you're not going to be able to do it like you do now, so you land a good foundation that you can build on in case you can't get to these places on a regular basis. So I love that, man. So we encourage every man to do the same thing while you're still able to go about our Father's business.
Amen, amen.
Now,
thank you.
Before
thank
we get out of here,
God
close us out in a word of prayer. And then, excuse me?
Thank you. I said thank you.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Close us out in a word
God.
Of prayer, and we're going to let you go.
Okay. Father God, we thank you, O Lord, for the saving grace that you've extended to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. But more importantly, Father, we thank you, O Lord, for the mercy that was manifested through his shed blood at a place called Calvary on Skull Hill. Father, it's through that one single solitary act, O Lord, that has resounded throughout all history that we live, breathe, and have our very existence. Because of what you have done, O Lord, we've been lifted and elevated to a point where we can see things from your perspective, O Lord, and we too see the needs among your people, and we're going to do, O Lord, for you what your Son did, that you may glorify and find pleasure not only in Jesus, O Lord, but in the Jesus that has been manifested in each of our lives. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity that we have through wonderful ministers and programs like Sir Lewis has here, where the gospel can go forth, O Lord, well beyond the territories that we can physically obtain, but utilizing the airwaves, O Lord, that we can begin to destroy the works by that old power and that spirit who is now at work in the children of disobedience. O Father, we think that by the word that's sharper than a double-edged sword, that we divide asunder between the things of this life and the things of the author of this life, and that we come to see Jesus and realize that he is the desire of all nations and that he is the answer that we all seek, and in him is total fulfillment and complete and utter joy. Father God, we hope that we have said and done something this day that will not only make you known, but will move people, O Lord, to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, O Lord, and to break the yoke and be set free, that they too, O Lord, will come to know the God of all comfort, who comforts them in their time of trouble, so that they may comfort others with the comfort that they first received through you. Father, may ministry continue to prosper. We bless, O Lord, you, and ask that you bless us and that you empower Minister Joel and his program, O Lord, to do bigger and greater things for you each and every day, so a dying world and a perverse generation will come to know the light of Christ, O Lord, and then find rest in him. These things we request in the precious and all-encompassing powerful name of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. And as we get ready, God, thank you very much. Thank you for the guests that was on the program, Dr. Minister Michael Flemings, Brother Jeff. Thank you. God bless you. Y'all have a great day in the Lord. Remember, we on here each and every week. Please join us for another great episode of Free on the Inside with your host, Minister Lewis. God be bless you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen.
Oh, yeah.